Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Peaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. This morning, I just wanted to take a second to share why I feel that having certain friends in your corner is super important. I'm sure Breezy can agree, or any of you guys listening, that certain friends in your life who come when you need them the most without asking, they just show up, you know what I mean? And I think that's important. I don't know about you guys, but I know I'm not alone when I say some days are worse than others. Sometimes we get into a funk and a depression that we can't seem to get out of. And we try to control our mental health for whatever reason. I had a really hard time doing that last week. And I just found myself with this overwhelming anxiety that took a hold of me, and I just kind of sat with it. I don't really share it with anyone. I just kind of, you just sit there and you feel really bad, and it affected me, but I put a smile on my face. And I think if there's anything about me that I know, it's when things are going not great or I'm not feeling like my true self, I just keep keeping on. And I think for some men, I think it's safe to say sometimes we struggle a little bit more to open up and share how we're feeling.
Right.
And I think that's why it's so important to have people in your life that don't pass judgment, that create space for you and that have your best interest at heart. And my friend Connor was that person. And I just wanted to, you know, you let him know just how much that meant to me. He randomly reached out last week and just sent a quick text with, "Hey buddy, how are you? How's the week been going?" And, you know, typically I would respond to a message like that with, "It's good.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for asking. Things are solid. How's your week?" However, I didn't. I think I just really opened up and I said, "Things are not great."
Yeah.
I just haven't, I've had a really tough week. Mm-hmm. I'm finding it really difficult to snap out of it. And I just haven't felt this, I haven't felt like myself in a while. And I guess I'm really struggling with anxiety. And I don't know, Connor was there to just send me some really encouraging words. And he took the time to make dinner plans with me this past Friday night and made the time to hang. And to him, it may not have been a big deal, but his friendship and his effort to be there, not pass any kind of judgment with the things that I had shared with him and opened up about, is why I think having good people in your corner is rare.
Yeah.
And so very much important. Because friends like this, they don't come around often. And I encourage people to hold on to the ones that are there for you no matter what, who help you celebrate your small wins.
Right.
And that's important. Good friends respect boundaries. They listen without judgment. And they're generally, they're someone that you enjoy spending time with and have your back, even when you're not in the same room with them. They talk kindly of you.
Sure.
And Connor's one of those friends, and I encourage everyone to go out there and find themselves a Connor.
Because find yourself a Connor.
He's a great dude, and I know that there are certain people like myself who just, you struggle to open up and you don't trust everybody.
Yeah.
And it helped me. He helped me in one of my darkest hours and moments. And sometimes I don't think it needs to be a grand gesture. Sometimes just saving someone from their own self-sabotage can be as simple as, hey, let's grab a coffee.
Yeah.
Let me just send a quick text to check in. I don't think everybody tends to do that these days.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fact that he, reached out to you so randomly just to see how you were is
right.
Rare, I feel. I fear it is rare.
How are you doing? How's your week been? And I think that opened up the room for conversation for me to, for once,
but also,
say
great. I applaud you for actually, because you could have easily been like, yeah, it's great. It's good. Everything's great.
Yeah.
I think it takes not only the initial person reaching out, but also the person who's on the receiving end of it to be vulnerable enough to actually let their feelings out into the open and trust that person enough that they won't pass judgment or be like, well, I was just kind of asking just to ask. I wasn't really thinking you were going to go into all this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But you trusted that person to not feel that way or think that that was how the outcome was going to be. So
sometimes when you find yourself in a funk and you just can't get out of it for whatever reason, you start to panic a little bit.
Yeah.
You ever been there in that place?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
for sure. But you're not really sure where it's stemming from. And I think that's the hardest part for some people. Yeah. It's like, why do I feel bad right now? Why do I have this anxiety? And I think sometimes it's just, it could be a bunch of stuff that's piling up. I think life just kind of gets to you and you feel like you're alone.
Yeah. Yesterday I was so anxious. I mean, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I had drank on Saturday. So the anxiety of it all. But also I just have a crazy month coming up. May is going to be insane. I'm turning 31. I'm not excited for my birthday, which is so not me. So that worries me too. I'm like, am I just not going to be myself anymore now that I'm in my 30s? But, you know, it was a hard day for me yesterday as well. Lucky I have my girlfriend and that's all fine and well. But you're so right. I mean, having friends is just as important as having a healthy relationship with your partner, your parents, your family. I would say it's just as important, if not more important, honestly.
Yeah, so check in with the people that are most important to you in your life, you know, because sending a quick text just to say, hey, how are you? I was thinking of you. It may seem like something so little, but to someone else, it could be such a huge gesture.
Given the tribute with Connor, I fear that he has graduated from CSE friend to best friend.
No, he's a close friend. He's definitely, he's one of my close CSE friends. Yes.
Yeah. My close CSE friends.
And sure. I do. I love the dude. He's a good man. But like I said, we all have moments, you guys, where we're going through something. And all it takes is for you to just reach out and ask somebody how their day's going.
Yeah.
For me, for him, it was so little, but for me, it meant everything. And it actually helped. It turned things around.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And do you feel like it was easier to do because he did text you and it wasn't an in-person thing? Do you think that kind of softened the blow a little bit and made you want to open up more? Or do you think you would have done the same thing in person if he had asked?
You know, I guess it depends. I was really just, the weight of the world felt like it was on my shoulders when he had reached out, and I just found
comfort in it.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, here's a chance for me to express how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And I know that if I do it with, you know, him, there's not going to be any judgment. I feel, you know, this is a safe space.
Right.
I can tell him what I feel like I've been up against, and you know, and it helped. It did. And then being able to go to dinner Friday night and just hang out and laugh and, you know, have a good time. That's what it's really all about.
He's a good person and he really does care about you and us a lot.
He does. Yeah. So absolutely, hold on to those friends. They're not a dime a dozen. We're going to take a quick break, guys. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose, Breezy, and Turn Joe.
It was a big weekend this weekend for inclusion and acceptance. The annual Best Buddies Friendship Walk was held Saturday to raise awareness for the organization's efforts to connect individuals with and without disabilities. Best Buddies is an international facility. They create opportunities for leadership development, including living and integrative employment for people with disabilities. The organization has also provided support for families of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So that happened over the weekend. I know that St. John Fisher University is very involved with Best Buddies. And in the walking of all the local programming that they did just this past year, they were hoping to raise around $62,000 for the local programmings, and they did just that. Also, the Autism Awareness Walk happened on Saturday morning as well at Eastview. So that was the Autism Awareness and Acceptance Walk. Walked around the mall, did all of the things.
How did I miss that? I would have loved to walk around the mall.
I know. This is you.
I do that anyways.
Written all over it. You could have just popped into the food court and done that walk, but you missed it. Maybe next year.
Wasn't yesterday the half marathon around the city too?
Yeah, so yes, there was a lot of things going on. Walking, running. There was the Flower City Challenge half marathon that took place. Also a 5K that took place as well. It was a gorgeous day for it.
I can't imagine running 13 miles, you guys. For those of you who did it, completed it, I hats off to you.
You could definitely do it.
I tip my hat to you.
You would do great.
Could I do it? Maybe. Would I want to? Of course not. No, of course I would want to do that.
You would. It's great.
Coming up on the show, it's radio's darkest hour. And I'm telling you right now, guys.
I'm terrified.
AI is getting more and more intelligent. Chat GPT, we've used it. It can do some really amazing things. But is our job in jeopardy?
Oh, my God. Is it?
I hope not.
I was told yes on Friday.
Oh.
And I've got a lot to say about that. We're going to talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe, 70 for the high today. In the past, we have spoken how scary AI has gotten. I mean, we know. It's becoming more and more intelligent. ChatGPT, we've done some pretty amazing things with that on this show, have we not?
Yes, we have.
However, we'd be lying if we said we weren't a little concerned.
No, fully.
We've had parents call in with why they believe or don't believe schools should allow students to use this technology. But yeah, it's gotten scary good. Drake released a brand new album that he didn't even know he made.
No, fully.
It was all AI. They just recreated new songs using his voice. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's difficult to tell the difference. I was like, this is a hit.
You're like, no, I'm obsessed with this. I hope he plays it at his next concert. He's like, didn't know I had it.
I think it's going to be a lot easier to scam people. I mean, you get a phone call. The person on the other line sounds like your daughter asking for money. And right. Meanwhile, it's some dude in his mom's basement making millions from scamming people. One of the questions I have been asked, and I don't know, maybe you too, Breezy, are you guys scared AI is going to take your jobs?
Yeah, I do get asked that question a lot, actually.
And the answer for me has always been, I'm not sure yet.
I mean, like, for me, I'm like, I mean, they could, or it could, I should say, but at the same time, they don't have a personality like we do.
No,
so I'm not worried.
You'd be surprised. a story came in that a radio station in Australia got some serious heat for deceiving their listeners. Their morning show had been using an AI show host for the last 6 months without any indication to their audience. Nowhere on the station's website, nowhere in their promotional material did they mention that their morning show host Thigh.
Well, yeah, that's like, the first tip off right there.
Thy was not a real person. And people were pissed. And they should be. Yeah. Now I feel bad. I feel like we have to tell people that intern Joe is not a real person.
It's no.
Yeah.
We made him on our computer.
We also holographed him and put him in Red Jug Pub this weekend, too. Yeah.
I think one of the few advantages live radio has, you know, left is the connection with the audience. Of course, the industry has been trying to find a balance between connecting with the audience and how do we save a whole buttload of money.
Right.
Correct. Let's come up with Thigh. In typical asshat fashion, the station replied with, What? We didn't know. We didn't know we were supposed to tell people. It was an honest mistake. We were just exploring how new technology can support great content. We were just testing it out.
Was it really great content?
Right. But
well, obviously, obviously it was if they're so invested and pissed off about it. They clearly were listening.
You're not testing it out. You're fully using it 6 months straight. That's not testing it out. That's not sampling it. That's your morning show host.
Right.
And they said, our interest is creating good content. We're trying to provide what the people want. What can that person or thing possibly be coming up with? Hours worth of content in the morning. What are they having this thing do?
But also somebody has to control AI, so you're putting in just as much time prepping a show as you would be if you're saying it yourself.
I know.
You're just not doing the actual show.
It's just a bunch of ass clowns. Does anyone listening feel like their job is in jeopardy with AI? Like, what do you do for
a lot of people's are.
What do you do for a living? I need to know. 585-252-9800. Because if it is, how do you combat that? What jobs today could be taken over by AI?
Manufacturing. Yeah. Most jobs in manufacturing.
AI or robots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the AI could power the robots. I mean, a lot of engineering could now be done by AI.
That's insane.
Civil engineering in particular.
Yeah.
They could be like, you guys see that highway design, let's efficient.
Did you guys see that one McDonald's that's fully run just off of computers? And robots, everything. There's not a single person that works there. You go through the drive-thru.
I feel like that's not up to code.
What do you mean?
Like, you have to...
In order for it to even be open and running, it has to be. And I'll tell you what, it looks pretty clean in there.
Who's there to make sure that the food isn't dropping and all of that stuff?
I mean, they got cameras everywhere. I'm sure somebody's going in there to look after stuff, but
How often does the fryer oil get changed? Keep me away from that McDonald's.
Yeah. No,
I'm sure they've thought about all of this.
So I went to the sushi place on Monroe Ave. I can't remember the name of it. And they have people like obviously making said sushi, but there's a robot that delivers all of your drinks and then there's a conveyor belt. So there's no servers in there at all. There's not even a hostess. You just go in, sit. The robot brings your drinks. The food comes out in a conveyor belt.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's crazy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lawyer here. AI is also used in my profession, but is nowhere near good enough to replace either of our jobs. For better or worse, your responsibilities are far greater than what AI is capable of, so don't sweat it. Good morning, Chrissy here. I'm a real estate agent, or I used to be, and yes, AI is going to start replacing a lot of realtors. People don't need agents to show them homes. Most of this stuff can be done on their own, and the market right now is saturated with real estate agents, and that's going to start going away in the next 2 to 3 years. What? First of all, the only way that's going away is if they can't sell a house because they're terrible at their job.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
But like, I can, but I also get what they're saying. I know, but I can also see what they're saying in the sense of like a showing. You go to the iPad.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Get the key in the thing and be done with it.
But understand that one thing AI can never do is replace the human connection.
Right.
If I buy a home from someone, it's because she's a pretty female in a blazer. Here, take my money. You can't put a suit on a computer.
You can.
Well.
You can.
Not the one I'm interested in.
No, we cannot put a suit on your Alexa.
So true.
Well, don't never say never. We've seen what ChatGPT can do. Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
We did the action hero thing. Yeah.
I do love ChatGPT. Like, literally my best friend.
You guys keep doing what you're doing. AI can never replace you. Well,
not us.
That one killer show in Australia for 6 months with Thai. You couldn't come up with a better name?
Hey, good morning, it's Thai.
Hey guys, it's Chicken Thai. Hope your vibes are high.
Chicken Thai on the radio. Absolutely. Wow, that's got to be a killer show. I wonder what the ratings were, though. Because if the ratings were sky high,
yeah, I want to go listen.
I'm nervous. A little nervous.
They were that invested to be pissed off when they found out it was a real person, so I can only imagine how many people truly listened. You know what I mean? They were very upset.
Yeah, and they took a lot of heat for it.
Yeah, clearly, because we got the news over here.
Yeah. Came all the way from Australia.
All right, well, you guys call in right now, 585-252-9800. If you can guess which one of us is AI, you're going to win a new crew neck.